Mr. Graham, we've got another, one more item on the habitat. I don't know who's going to do that, or is... Let's go. Item number 11. And after that, we will be breaking for lunch.
Okay, what we have today for this item on discussion is really a discussion of the issues related to what constitutes an existing SAV bed and what the criteria might be for defining areas that are potential for SAV restoration, and also using that information to further refine the conditions in our on-bottom aquaculture regulations as to where material could be placed relative to SAV. And what we hope to do is, at the conclusion of my presentation and any discussion you might want to have, is set this item for a public hearing later this year to, one, establish the bed and criteria definitions, and, two, to amend the regulations regarding on-bottom aquaculture and protection of SAV. Essentially, what we're talking about here today is the issue of what is an existing bed of SAV, where those beds have been mapped through the VIMS annual aerial surveys, and where SAV has the potential to be in the future if all our restoration efforts are successful. This map here, thanks to Marcia Berman at VIMS, she put this together for me. It shows, just as an example, the Severn River area in Gloucester County. The green represents the 2005 SAV coverage that existed when they were mapped that year. And you can see from the legend on the right, there's various densities of SAV, all the way from less than 10% up to 100% coverage. What we think is that all of those various densities should qualify as a bed of SAV when we start talking about defining beds other than what would just be, you know, one particular year. And also what you see there in the purple is the restoration goal. Now, the Chesapeake Bay Program partners back following the Chesapeake 2000 agreement and in compliance with a 2003 SAV restoration goals came up with the areas they thought would be and most likely be restored throughout the bay. And they identified 185,000 acres of area that they thought could potentially be restored with SAV. And that was based on research and aerial photography going back to the 30s, showing where SAV had been. And they came up with that 185,000 acre restoration area, or that restoration goal. And it was hoped that we would meet that in 2010. That's not going to happen. We're at the 60,000-70,000 acre coverage throughout the bay as opposed to the 185,000 acre area. Of that 185,000 acre area bay-wide, 77,500 is in Virginia waters. And so what you see on this map here is just a depiction of where we saw SAV coverage in 2005, and where it might extend to if we achieve the recovery based on the historic aerial photography and historic coverage. Just to put that in a little bit different perspective, here's an aerial photography of the same area. You can see the SAV beds here in 2005. Coverage is up in here along the shoreline in these areas. And what we have here on this map also shows the public oyster grounds in the shaded hatched areas, and then in the hatched areas, the private leases that exist in the area. But the issue we've run into recently is that we've had some significant weather events that have caused some significant die-offs. And in this photograph, I think you can see this case here. Again, we have the 2002 aerial photography showing the extensive SAV beds. And then we have the same area based on the 2007 aerial photography. And you can see the significant change. So if we were to regulate activities based on just what might be there today or what was there last year, we wouldn't really be taking into account the coverage that existed a few years ago, nor would be taken into account the potential SAV restoration throughout the bay. And what we have done is, in your packet, you have two draft proposals for regulations. One addresses the definition of an existing bed, and as well as the criteria that would be used to establish the potential for SAV restoration. And what we have done is proposed here that we rely on the VIMS annual surveys for the existing bed definition. I had written it up that we might want to go back 5 years. If you had 5 years of aerophotography and documentation from VIMS of there being SAV there, that would count as an existing bed. And exchange of email with Bob Orr, he suggested we might even want to use 10 years of coverage to define what would constitute an existing bed. And on the right-hand side there is the language that we have drafted up to establish what would be the potential area for SAV restoration. The 185,000 acre goal based on the Bay Program information, which would be the 77,500 in Virginia. Now that would be just in the Bay. We want to address the seaside of the Eastern Shore, so we'd have to have some a little bit different language in there to cover potential areas for restoration on the seaside. That would include the areas that are mapped through the aerial survey each year, plus any areas that the Commission sets aside through various regulations. In fact, you've set aside several areas on the seaside to date up in Chincoteague Bay. You've set areas aside for protection, and then you set aside two areas in the lower area off of Northampton County for SAV restoration where we wouldn't lease any areas. So you set those areas aside, and we would look at those as potential areas for SAV restoration. The second proposal and the second regulation we would ask you to consider amending would be the existing regulation for on-bottom aquaculture activities. The red in the bottom is what we say now is the restriction on SAV. And of course, it was pretty simple. No new structure shall be placed on existing stands of submerged aquatic vegetation. Well, that doesn't get at the changes that have occurred from year to year here recently, nor does it get at the protection of areas where you might have SAV restored based on the 185,000 acre goal. So again, we've drafted some language that would, we think, improve that condition for SAV protection. So with that, what we would ask is that we set a public hearing for the new regulation and the amendment of the existing regulation. And we had suggested either at the September or October meeting that would give us the time to put the ads in the paper and coordinate any further comments that VIMS might have or solicit any comments that might be provided on the issue.
One concern I've got, I mean, and it's very well intended, is I did receive a phone call from an aquaculturist on that uses the seaside extensively, and there's a little bit of concern there that, of course, they have no problem with the SAV aspect, but SAV is doing pretty good over there, and mm-hmm. even to the point where it may be getting to the point where the traditional clam grounds were, the SAV is now encroaching and maybe kind of displacing. And this specific individual had no problem with that, didn't have any problem with being displaced. He just was concerned as where he was going to go to after that displacement occurred as the SAV improved. So may want to give that a little bit of thought, too, as to how we then find alternative ground that the aquaculturists can use, because as we know, the clams and everything are good for SAV as well. They kind of have a pretty kind of a symbiotic type relationship. So just something to maybe...
Yeah, I don't disagree that that's something we need to consider, and I fully suspect that's the kind of comment we'll get as we proceed over the next few months in the review of this matter, and we may have to tweak.
I just want to look at everything.
You know, this what we've thrown up here is just a talking point language, basically, or something to start with in terms of what we think the regs could be for protection, but if someone else comes up with some other ideas and we hear some issues that we need to factor in, I think we can try to do that, and of course... The public hearing would be the final opportunity to
That'd be great.
Express those concerns or opinions, I suppose.
Mr. Fox?
Mr. Chairman, I would hope that when it comes back before us, we could see more than just the Severn River, so we would maybe get an idea of the total impact.
Sure. I think we could do some additional.
Dr. Worth working closely with you on this?
Yeah, he's. I've exchanged emails with him. He happens to be in California, I think, for the birth of his first grandchild. So he's out there. He's actually coming back today. He said he would be available by phone if we needed to call him, but I didn't think we would have to today.
Not today.
But yeah, we worked with him.
Karen, we will.
Worked with Lyle a little bit to get their first sort of impression of what we've
done
here. And we'll continue
too,
to work.
Honestly.
Continue to work with VIMS, and maybe we can put together some additional map information to show you a little more about what it means.
Bob's got that package pretty much down to, excuse the pun, a science. So he really does a good job with that program, dedicated a lot of his life to it, so does a good job. Mr. Schick?
Yeah, interaction with, oyster grounds and how that would affect people that want to continue their leases and whatnot too, because if they're putting oysters on bottom, not on cages, that would have some.
It would, but just really doesn't specifically address that.
Right.
That would be another issue to think about.
Further comments, Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only concern I have, as it relates to going to public hearing and soliciting public comment, is that I think, especially the aquaculture industry, is going to want to know how this might affect them specifically, and if they can refer to a map that's comprehensive, that would certainly be helpful. I just don't know if that's something we can develop.
The map you saw of the Severn, my understanding that exists statewide. So we could pull up various areas throughout the Commonwealth and see that map with the purple on it and the 2005 coverage. That's what was mapped at the time. As far as the seaside goes, it would be a little different. We'd only be mapping the areas where you have existing coverage of SAV based on the aerial photography and the specific areas where the commission has set aside areas for restoration.
Do you envision having maybe a work group or a meeting prior to the public hearing so maybe some of the things can be...
Whatever is your pleasure.
I think that might be a good idea to get some of the stakeholders involved, set it off for a couple of months, and let them get in before... Sometimes at a public hearing, you got to distill a lot and come to a decision when, if you had a work group together, everybody can get together, then their ideas can kind of be all collated and brought to us prior. I just can't be any more emphatic about the need, I think, to involve.
So we wouldn't hold a preliminary public hearing, but maybe just... an informational hearing or informational meeting and invite whomever might be interested to participate or attend?
I would like to see that, yeah.
Okay. And in particular, I think, I know at the Exmoor Diner, there is already talk of SAV combating the economics of aquaculture, and I think we've got to be forward in getting out information that mitigates any of the potential problems we might have.
We don't want you to get any hot water to that Exmoor Diner.
I think that's something we can look at. Dr. Hirshner's here, and they had done some work a few years ago that looked at the sort of conflict between SAV and aquaculture, and it wasn't overwhelmingly extensive conflict, but certainly there is always that potential.
Well, whenever
we'll need to relook at that information and how that relates.
I think Lyle had a comment.
Well, that's what I was going to have. We've already addressed a lot of. We have a lot of the that you're asking for through the joint resolution.
Great.
We've done events from that, and we've got a lot of resources looking for. I will say this, the conflict between SAV and aquaculture, we hope we have a lot of problems with that.
Absolutely. Mr. Fox?
Are the maps that are like the purple and green one readily available on the Internet to the public?
Wrong direction. Yes, that... on the VIMS website, they have various tools, mapping tools.
A lot of them.
And this one happens to be called Blue Infrastructure. So if you went to the VIMS website and looked at the Blue Infrastructure tool, you could start searching and looking at this type of information statewide.
Okay. So it might be a good idea in our notice that to let them know that potential SAV areas can be seen on...
That's a good point.
Yes.
Further comment? Thank you, Tony. We'll break for lunch. Be back.
As far as the date for public hearing,
do you need a motion?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Chair will entertain a motion on the public hearing in October. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer that motion that we advertise these for an October public hearing, and also that we request a public information hearing if we could prior to that.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you very much. We'll, do you want to come back at 1:15, 45 minutes?
Yeah,
is that good or faster, slower? You name it.
That's good.
1:15. 1 o'clock?
What was the nature of the
meeting? We'll reconvene at 1 o'clock. Will you eat lunch with us?
Quick button.